Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, the show. Welcome to another
Lechica.
Yeah, where we read your Leche fan mail, answer your goddess question, and then talk about where you've been this week, called Been There, Done That. For the first time listeners, this is not a regular show. If you want to check it out, our mixes are available wherever you're listening to this. But yeah, welcome. Hi. That's Rika G over there. She's curling her hair. You can't see it, but she's steaming. I'm steaming. Curling, no? Curling her hair right now on cam. So yeah, that's Rika G.
And that's JC.
What's up, man? How you doing, Rika G?
I'm fine. I forgot to tell you that I have a hosting today of work, but you know what? It's okay. It's for the Leche fans.
Yep. All right. So let's dive right into it. Let's start with God, that's a question.
Yeah.
No Leche fan mail this week. We're overwhelmed with Leche fan mail. That's why we just couldn't. You know, we're like, there's hundreds coming in. We can't choose. So we're like, we're just going to not do it this week. Let's start with guys' question. This one, these are pulled off of our Instagram. So if you haven't followed us, make sure you do. It's at Hala Hala Show. So our first question is from Patrick, who says, if your life will be turned into a movie musical, who would you want to portray you? Kahit foreign actor or actress?
I found it. The one that I want, because cool. I'm a big Rent fan, right? Mm. The movie though, I haven't seen the Broadway musical, but wait lang. Yung girlfriend ni Idina, I want her to play as me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not Vanessa Hudgens, who was also in the. But Vanessa was in like that.
What
stage play that they filmed? Diba? Wasn't she?
I'm not sure. I'm not a big fan of Vanessa Hudgens. Okay. PBH, yeah. Okay.
Fair enough.
Just a no. Wait lang. Ito. What's the name? Anyway, basta yung the girl who played. Ah, there. Si Tracy Thoms. Tracy Thoms. Okay. There. Have you seen Rent?
I've seen the movie recently. Yeah. But not recently. I watched it few weeks or months ago. Not a big fan.
Right, I get it. I mean, like, it's, you know, it's like a, kasi parang syempre there's like social commentary as well. So yeah,
I mean, that's all good. It's just I felt it was kind of slow, and I didn't really. The only songs I really remember are the iconic
500,
yeah, that
25,000.
That one, and then
God, I'm such a Rent head that I know all the songs, and I used to. Basta parang I remember before I tried to memorize the Lovey Boheme. Oh my gosh.
I like Take Me or Leave Me. That's my favorite one.
Yeah,
that's the best
that's
one
actually,
for me.
Yeah. You know what? I actually skip over the moon. What's that? Yung moon.
Ooh.
I hate that song. Like I skip over it every single time.
Do you watch Crazy Ex-Girlfriend? Or no.
No.
There's a Filipino guy in that show. He's like the lead, one of the main leads in that show. I have to look at it. Vincent Rodriguez III. I think he could play me because if he has a musical, because we kind of look the same. He's just more batak and handsome and talented, but I think we look the same.
You could be batak, you can.
Oh, speaking of, did you see the trailer? Some of our Leche fans talked about it. The
Dear Evan Hansen.
Yeah, did you see the trailer? I don't know anything about it.
I didn't see the full one, but yeah, I mean, like, I know a lot of people are fans, so. Yeah. That's pretty exciting.
I watched
and to actually see Ben Platt, play the role on the movie as well.
I was looking through the Reddit comments and stuff, and because I don't know how old Ben Platt is, but he does look a little too old to play the high schooler. But apparently, there's no better choice because he really killed it on the stage. Like he was the guy who did it on stage as well. So I don't know
anything about Dear Evan Hansen. Like, I do not know what it's about.
The trailer was a little confusing. I didn't understand the story just from the trailer alone. It's kind of like this guy, one of his classmates dies. And so, and like there's a misunderstanding, and that kid's family finds Evan Hansen and thinks that he's their friend, like that kid's friend. So he pretends to have known him in before he died, something like that. It's kind of, I don't really get it, but I'll have to watch it to find out more.
Same. Yeah. I'd have to watch it. Okay. But I know it's like a big deal this morning. A lot of people were talking about it, right?
For real, man. For real. On my Twitter, I saw a lot of people retweeting the trailer and talking about how excited they were. So, yeah. This one's a good one. Am John Dell asks, what harsh truths do you prefer to ignore?
I guess the fact that, I don't know, you first.
I think one of the things is that there are people who really are just going to be richer than you. Right. No matter what you do, there's always going to be someone richer than
you. That's a good one. That's a good one.
I don't like to, you know, they say it's best not to compare yourself to other people and stuff. So I try not to. But when you really think about it, there are people who are your age who are probably more successful, more talented. And sometimes that shit brings you down, man. You're like, fuck. Why am I not there in the same level?
Especially if they're your peers. Like you started out at the same level. That must be really hard to digest, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially if you don't, you know, if you think about it too much. So I guess I try to ignore that just so that it feels, you know, I mean, there's no pressure. So yeah. I guess that's something that I ignore.
Cause like, I mean, if you think about it, some people aspire to be you as well. It's just that you don't highlight that because you're more, you know, people are more focused on other people who are better than them. Yeah, right.
Indeed.
Because it's really, I mean, like it is hard to acknowledge that you've come a long way. Mm-hmm. Wherever you are, you've come a long way.
Yeah. How about you? Anything?
For me, I guess it's in the same vein, but for me, it's really that not everybody will like you because you know me, I'm a people pleaser. Mm. The fact that I cannot say no to a lot of people, especially let's say a significant other, and I basically morph into a different person every single time I'm with, you know, a friend or somebody, you know, parang I feel like I have to please them. I have to say yes all the time or say, yeah, the movie's great, even though I don't really think it's great. You know, the little things.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like because the little things matter as well, because when it comes to the big things, I really can't say no.
Okay.
Do you get what I mean?
I get you.
And sometimes actually probably people don't know this about me as well. It's more like, sometimes I do get offended because people think that because my initial reaction all the time is just to laugh about it. You know, actually on the inside, I don't like what you just said to me, but because, you know, I want to be quote unquote polite. Mm. I'll just laugh at your joke, but really it's not funny and it's actually offensive to me. But I am practicing. I'm practicing on saying no, being, you know what? Fuck it. It's not funny. I'll actually say that it's not funny. I don't find it funny.
Okay.
Even if it, you know, hurts your feelings. I should really not do that anymore.
But okay. Nice. Moo, this one from Francis says, which bed would you prefer to buy for a studio apartment? A foldable sofa bed or a loft-style bed with cabinet stairs? Have you seen those, Rika G? It's like a bunk bed, but there's no underbed. It's just high up and then there's stairs that lead
up. I actually considered that before when I used to live. When I used to live with Hazel in my tiny space, it was tinier than this. I don't know why I thought of installing something like that, the one with the stairs and the table. Yeah, I'm sure it wouldn't fit or it would be really, really small. Mm. But I don't know. I guess it's also like a big commitment if you do want to pay for something like that instead of just buying a foldable couch. There are a lot of foldable couches that are really good in quality out there.
Actually, on the other hand, though, Rika G, I think the loft, because I considered it too before, because if you have that elevation to your bed, it means you can put shit underneath. So you actually kind of have more, I don't know, for me, if your ceilings are high, at least you have more room, if you ask me. You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah. I do. It's just that I feel like it won't be as much. I mean, like, unless you have a really high ceiling, mm-hmm. I feel like it won't be as much as you expect it to be.
Yeah. And that's the reason why I opted to push through. Yeah, because I don't like the hassle of walking. I mean, I know it's just a few steps, but it's kind of a pain to go up and then go down.
And you have to remember that, you know, you have to install it.
Yeah.
It's not like, because I actually don't know the logistics behind it, if they're going to install it in the room or are they going to...
Yeah, are they going to put it through the door?
No, I know. Just thinking about it, I'm like, okay, that's stupid. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's the whole commitment thing that you have this whole... Setup, you know, right? Peace. True. Setup.
I have a sofa bed at home, so I guess that's my answer for that. Moo, last one. Last guy has a question. This one, a great question. I'm not sure if we answered it, but it's been so long since we have. Maybe our stance has changed. But from Jack, who asks, what are your thoughts on splitting the bill on dates? And Jack says that they are a practical person and think it's fine. Libre mo ako from time to time, but not all the time. Some dudes kasi, they find it emasculating. That's weird. I've never. You want to pay for my food?
Fine. Go ahead. It's so, actually, you know what? Like the term, or I don't know, like the term emasculating, I feel like it's such a red flag for me. If you feel that, you know, what I'm doing is emasculating, it's not my fault. It's your feet. It's you.
Very true.
Right?
I get it.
I don't know. Well, when it comes to that, I actually don't mind. Especially even on a first date, I'm like, it's fine if I pay. It's fine if you pay. I mean, like, of course it would be like plus points if you pay. But it's really, it depends on who invited who on the first date. But when it comes to a relationship, let's say we're in a relationship, most of the time, I actually like to just split the bill, like actual split the bill. I just realized that I felt like I spent so much money on saying, oh, sige, ako muna this time, and then you can pay the next time around. Because, I mean, who knows when the next time is? And where will you be dining the next time? What if it's not the same amount,
Yeah. I have similar thoughts. I usually always offer naman eh, diba? I mean, I think that's just, I think it's courtesy to offer when you...
Right.
Even though maybe you're expecting, like, let's say they invited you, right? And they even said, I'll treat you out to lunch, right? I feel like even at the end of the meal, you say, do you want to split the bill? And of course, you just expect them to say, oh, no, I'll get it. That's bigla. Oh, sige. Here you go. Here's half. But I, as a guy, I feel like there's still that. What do you call that? Ricky?
Like expectation.
Expectation to pay on the first date. And I feel like I always have to, you know, I feel like I have to pay. And it's not a bad thing. I'm not saying it's bad that it's that way, but I always just say, like, hey, I'll pay for it.
It depends talaga, like for me, like who invited who. Right?
Yeah, I feel you. All right. Moo, let's do some been there, done that. This is the part of the episode where we read our comments on Facebook because we asked you what you did this week. Because in our normal mixes, Rika and I talk only about ourselves. We don't care about anyone else. So we want to care about you on this mix. So shall we read some, Rika G? I'll start with Ish. Ish says that they moved in with their girlfriend this week, their first time in 31 years. To be somehow independent, to leave home and their family. Wow.
Oh, that's cool. Congratulations. I mean, it must be scary, but if it's the right time, it's also really exciting. Especially you're living with your the love of your life. LOML.
For sure. Do we have a stinger for being there, done that? I forgot.
Kaka? Is it Kaka?
Kaka is fan mail.
Okay, well, we'll think about it. Yeah, we'll think about it.
The next one from Romalyn Rika G says that Romelin had her passport renewed. Oh, wow. Habang pila and unorganized as usual, but really looking forward to travel outside of the Philippines soon. Always ready to jet set.
I actually don't remember if it was unorganized. I actually thought it was organized. It was just a really long wait, and I did it in the mall.
When did you do it, though?
Maybe like a couple of years ago.
Oh. Yeah. My passport's expired, man.
Dude.
I know.
Are you a registered voter? Can I just ask?
I am. But I'm a U.S. passport holder, though.
Okay, but you can still vote, right?
Yeah. Here? I have a documentation saying that I'm Filipino, so I was able to register to vote.
Can you vote in the States as well?
Yes. It's called absentee voting. So I voted in this last election, so... I think right now, at least for the U.S., I don't know about here, U.S. Embassy, they're doing it all via mail, which actually is a lot easier, but I just haven't taken the time to do it. It's just that there's just a few steps I have to do, but you can do it via mail. Sana the Philippine passport, you could do that then, no? Do you have to actually go in person nowadays?
I think so, but sometimes I think that if it's done all in the mail, I feel like mas tatama rin ako. Yeah. Do you get what I mean?
Because it's so easy, right? You're like, I'll do it tomorrow.
And you know that it's just there. I can do it again tomorrow.
That's exactly my problem. The next one from Neda, who says that they met up with a friend to say goodbye because Neda's going to be moving back to the Philippines next month. Oh, welcome home. I will be moving in with my boyfriend already, and I must say mixed feelings. Super excited, pero nakaka-stress sa dami kailangan ayusin before leaving Bilbao. Where's Bilbao, Rika G?
Where is that?
Let me Google
Sounds like a hobbit. Sounds like a type of cheese.
Oh.
Bilbao cheese. Right?
Bilbao is a city, Rika G, in northern Spain.
Oh.
Whoa.
Well, you know what? I wonder what it feels like, because I do remember the stress of moving into a new place. But you know, my favorite part of it was when everything is already inside your new place, nothing is unpacked. It's just boxes and boxes and boxes of stuff, but it feels great.
It's an accomplishment.
You feel accomplished. You feel like even though nothing is really unpacked, you're like, but everything is packed.
Yeah.
But everything is ready for you, and you get your own space. And I'm excited. I'm excited for you guys. Yeah. I'm always so excited whenever people tell me that, oh, they're moving out and they're moving into a new place, or they're going to another country and they're moving into their new dorm. I'm like, if ever, I don't know, like I help like a niece move into their dorm in college, I would make it a big day. Because I love my parents, but I do remember my first day of moving into college in my dorm. It was more of stressful and not happy. It's more like, nakaka-stress ka, ganon. Instead of, oh my gosh, my kid's going into, you know, college.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I get it. It's fine. It, you know, it happens. So
yeah, moving out away from, let's say, the home that you've been in for years or grown up in is, it's one of the most satisfying things, I think, for me. It was one of the most satisfying feelings. The first time I moved out, it felt like I was an adult. Not that I'm saying that if you live at home, you're not an adult. But it's the first time I really felt...
No, you're a child.
It's the first time you're felt like an adult, man. Like where I felt like I have a responsibility now to take care of this place. Even if it's not yours. Even if you're renting, diba, it's like this is your space now.
And the thing is, like, as much as you know, you have to think about the stress of paying your bills and blah blah blah, I actually like that fear. It makes me work harder.
It
motivates me to do a lot of stuff. And knowing that you actually pay for the bill yourself with your own money, it's a different feeling. It's something that everybody should try. Even though sometimes I end up with, let's say, no money in the bank, 100 pesos in the bank. You know what? A friend of mine told me, at least wala kang utang. You don't have to think about that, right?
That's the best, man. Being debt-free is one of the goals that everyone should have in debt. Life, right?
I was thinking about, ano nga ba English ng utang?
Debt-free. This one's cool, Rika G. Jazz, also like us this week or last week, got a tattoo. And it's their first tattoo, and they thought a lot about it. And they got, if you look at the picture they posted on Facebook, it's a chef's knife because cooking is Jazz's passion. Wow.
That is really cool. I saw the photo.
Yeah, it's neat, man. That's cool.
I was actually, just the other day, I was thinking of getting a knife tattoo somewhere. Yeah. And then I was thinking, where do I get it? I was thinking... Actually, at first, I was like, I'm going to get it on my stomach or something. But then I was like, I don't want to invite that, that energy.
It would be cool on your finger. I feel like it'd be cool on your finger. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I don't know. It's cool. And I guess the only advice for Jazz for me is that if you tell them, like, if you know how people always like to ask, why'd you get a blank on you? Why'd you tattoo this? If you tell them it's because of it's your passion, make sure you let them know it's cooking and not like murder. Or something.
Stabbing someone.
Stabby.
I'm actually, it's fine for me if tattoo doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah.
I don't know, because maybe it's like the older generation, they like getting tattoos or, you know, asking you about the meaning of a tattoo. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter for me, honestly.
True. All right. From Nico. Nico Rika G says that they've been making their own coffee and doing coffee art. And they also posted a photo of the coffee art. It looks like it's a person. I don't know if what kind of person. Might be a ghost.
It's winky. Saw. Was it Casper? It
looks like Casper na kumikindan. So
it is cool. That is not an easy thing to do. For real, man. I mean, the fact that you have to get the foam and the steam right and everything to actually form something on top of liquid. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So kudos to you. I mean, kudos. I've never really done that ever. Whenever I do try, I just end up with a blob, like a big blob, and it doesn't form into anything.
Jill says that they ate at their favorite karinderia that has the best lechilog, which is lechon kawali silog. Oh, it's at this place called Kainan sa Bandarito in Marikina. Kainan sa Bandarito is the name of the place in Marikina.
That's cute.
Litratistang runner says that they're finally relocating from Manila to Mandaluyong this weekend. Oh, a lot of people are moving, huh? Since mag-college, dito na ako nakatira. So total ng 19 years, more than half of my life. School, bahay, work, bahay lang naman ako dito. So wala naman masyado naging close except dun sa tindahan na regular mong binibilian. So malungkot din pala. Normal ba yun na malungkot? I guess so.
Yeah.
Because you're going to miss all the things that are familiar, right?
Yeah, I mean, there will be days that you'll feel lonely, definitely. But it's, you know, that feeling of it's kind of like an old friend. Mm. It's the kind of loneliness that you're familiar with.
Yeah.
And I must say that I'm fine with it. I'm fine whenever I feel lonely because I think about I'm just by myself all the time. And then, you know what? Just earlier today, I was thinking about it while preparing my own breakfast. I was thinking about how I felt lonelier when I was with someone before than now that I'm just alone as a single human being. Yung parang naisip ko, this is a bit, like for me, I'd rather feel this kind of loneliness than feeling a loneliness
with someone there.
With someone there.
That's a sad kind of loneliness.
That is sadder than sad.
Yeah. I agree.
So I'm actually thankful of being lonely. Me here right now. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. From Andrew says that his SEM just ended for his post-grad this weekend. So binawi ko lahat ng stress at puyat sa pag-binge watch ng Netflix's new releases. And he's asking any of the Leche fans, are you fans of Love, Death, and Robots or Castlevania? Which I haven't watched either of those shows. Have you?
I know. I mean, like, I've
heard
seen
of them, of course.
Yeah, I've heard of them. And it's like Netflix keeps on recommending it to me, but I keep watching other things.
Same. What did you watch last night?
The Perfect Man. Perfect yeah. Man. One of my favorites, yeah. Honestly. When I saw it, I'm like, I'm going to play it.
For real. I rewatched Mystery Men, which I cannot recommend enough. It's one of my favorite comedy. You guys got to watch. It's on Netflix finally. Mystery Men. Go watch it right
Who
now.
Are the cast members again?
See, I know Ben Stiller. Ben Stiller's the main guy. Ooh. But it's a pretty packed cast. There's a lot of good actors you'll probably recognize in that movie.
You know what I think? I don't know if a lot of people like it, but I do like those kinds of movies where everything is connected, like New Year's Day or Valentine's Day. You know, yeah.
Yeah, Love Actually.
Love Actually. Yeah, I don't know what style of, you know, directing that is or storytelling is that, but I like that kind of storytelling. Yeah.
It's like an ensemble cast, though.
Yeah.
Tang says that they went to BGC to catch up with a friend and they devoured 2 dozen chicken wings, nachos, mozzarella sticks, and onion rings from Frankie's. That was my giant Jamba Juice. And then they took home a ramen kit from Mendokoro and frozen gyoza.
Yo, Mendokoro.
And then she also said, bumoto din ako sa ng BOD. What's BOD? Sa village namin. Bumoto din ako ng BOD. I don't know what that means.
Baby on deck.
There we go. Francis says that they've also been moving out of their parents' house by next month.
Wow, a lot of people are moving out. I'm so excited for you guys.
Francis is the one who asked us the question about the sofa bed, by the way, because he was thinking about getting the loft style thing. The last one, actually, from Trina says that she finished watching all 10 seasons of Friends. Medyo nahihirapan akong maghanap ng next show to binge watch. So I've been watching vlogs on YouTube, including Rika's vlogs na super relaxing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Any recommendations now for Trina?
Modern Family, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I mean, you said The Good Place is really good. Yeah.
Kim's Convenience. If you're into
Kim's Convenience. Yeah. Yes.
I think you should start with The Good Place. It's like that show is, I feel like that show is life-changing. Really.
I'm going to start. Promise. Yeah.
No joke. It's one of those shows that leaves an impact on you after you watched it. Not because you have a memorable scene, but I feel like it will change your perspective of life.
Really?
For real, wow. Man. I'm serious. It's that deep, but it's also really funny. It's a good show, man.
It's kind of like, you know, I actually love those series where they have social commentary, you know?
Yeah.
They tackle sexual abuse or violence or racism. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Good. It's a good show. Oh, speaking of Friends, by the way, Rika G, the reunion is happening soon, no?
I know.
Or the live reunion or whatever.
When they have a lot. Apparently, it's not, they're not going to continue on with the story. It's more like just the cast.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how are they going to tie in all of, you know, the special guests.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what are they going to do there?
Yeah, May 27, next Thursday, U.S. time. So I guess Friday, our time. Perfect for the weekend next Friday. But yeah, BTS is going to be part of the reunion.
I know.
David Beckham, Justin Bieber.
Hopefully, all the other stars that guested on, because they have a lot, right?
Yeah, I know Tom Selleck is going to be back, right? See, ano ang name niya in the show? Yung boyfriend ni Monica, the old guy.
Yeah. With a mustache.
With a mustache,
What's his name?
I forgot too. But that guy, he's going to be there. He's going to be guesting.
He's hot.
Reese Witherspoon, I think, also. She played the sister of Rachel, right?
Yes.
In one of the episodes. I can't remember who else.
Is she going to bring her fork?
I don't know. but yeah, that's it for the Lechica this week. Thank you to everyone who sent those in. Rika G, how can they participate in these?
You guys can email us. It's thehalohaloshow@gmail.com. And then usually we ask you guys some questions on our Facebook group. So you guys can also join in the Facebook group. We have around 400 plus members already. It's called the Halo Halo Show Fam. The Halo Halo Show Leche Fam.
Yeah.
On Facebook and Twitter, Instagram. We're all there.
Yeah. And the email, thehalohaloshow@gmail.com. As I said earlier, we're bombarded. But if you email us,
we are.
We'll try to get you.
We'll try. We'll try to fit you into our schedule. You know what? we're going to hire more interns.
Yeah.
And then we're going to let them skim through all the emails. Exactly. Thousands.
Yeah. We have to, I don't know, what do you call it? We have to, what's the word? Filter out the...
Wouldn't that be amazing if we get an intern?
I know.
Like, we're at that point where we need an intern.
Yeah. And the intern would be super into podcasts too.
Exactly. And we would be like part of their lives, you know, their history.
Yeah.
Man. Oh gosh.
One day, right?
Amazing. One day.
But yeah, that's it. If you haven't listened to Mix, season 2 Mix number 19, it's already out.
And we'll be 18?
19, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Then, oh my God.
And then we will be back. We'll be back on Monday for the next mix.
Don't forget to follow us on Spotify. Also, we still have merch.
We do. We have t-shirts. Go hit us up on Instagram. You can see the designs there.
Mm-hmm.
And thus it, man. Shout out to Elgato for these microphones. The Elgato Wave 1 and extra song, Rika G.
Bye.
Babush.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.